Yes, I think our offensive line certainly gelled together at this point in the season, and just doing a great job making their line calls. We're proud of them. They're doing a great job, and they really executed our game plan from the entire week. The first East-West game, really at one point, we could have had the lead potentially had we converted on our two-point conversions. It's just something we knew we had to work on, and that's why we chose to do that tonight. I am proud of our kids for getting in the end zone all those times. It's fundamentals. It's not like there's any secrets in football. We've got to get off of blocks and finish plays by making tackles. And we need to do a better job of swarming to the ball. And there's a bunch of times when some of our guys were left essentially free, and they couldn't finish the play. So there's a hole in the boat, and we're going to have to fix it.
You mentioned in your team talk at the end of this game about the kids are going for the gold medal, and what they showed out here tonight, certainly a lot of spirit.
This has been one of our goals since the beginning of the season. I remember media people asking from the very beginning in August in double sessions when they first come to do interviews, you know, what to expect, and we didn't know what to expect. There was a lot of question marks. But, you know, I think our kids from day one wanted to prove that they could be better than last year, and they wanted to win the sectional title just to prove everyone we could do a good job this year. And so, you know, we're in the sectional title game now, and we're going to face a great football team, but that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the playoffs, and from here it's going to be quality ball clubs. So we're excited to be here, and we're going to give it a go and give it our best effort.